Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, this Thursday, March the 25th, 2021. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.
Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. Today we're discussing COVID-19 related issues, with the government having officially opened the second phase of the vaccination program yesterday at Victoria Falls, where we saw President Mnangagwa taking his first shot of the vaccine.
And the Minister of Health says of yesterday, as at 24th March 2021, Zimbabwe had 36,749 confirmed cases, including 34,476 recoveries. And some sad news coming in, 1,516 deaths due to COVID-19. To date, a total of 49,000 people, 404, have been vaccinated against COVID-19 in the country.
And addressing the Politburo meeting at the ZANU-PF headquarters in Harare this afternoon, President Mnangagwa said Zimbabweans should be extra cautious by avoiding unnecessary travel and gathering during the coming Easter holiday and adhere to the WHO, the World Health Organization, guidelines to avoid a spike in COVID-19 cases. As we see the Easter holidays this year fall on the 2nd to the 5th. Of next month.
And Zimbabwe aims to vaccinate 10 million of its population, which represent 60% of the country's total population, and which health officials say would achieve herd immunity to stop the uncontrolled spread of the virus.
We'll also be discussing other issues affecting women with some of our guests who are leading some organizations assisting women with various projects during this COVID pandemic, and also those in government. As we also note that Tanzania's former Vice President, Samia Suluhu Hassan, was last week sworn in as the East African country's first female president after the sudden death of John Magufuli, who held that post.
Yes, and according to Tanzania's constitution, the vice president serves out the remainder of term of a president who dies in office, which means that Ms. Hassan will replace Mr. Magufuli, who was first elected in 2015 and secured a second term, five-year term in polls this last October.
Yes, and speaking of COVID-19, the United Nations Undersecretary General and Executive Director of UN Women, Phumzile Mlambo-Ncuka, said in an interview with the Associated Press that COVID-19 has left women facing increasing domestic violence and being laid off from two-thirds of the jobs lost during the pandemic. In addition, 11 million girls are at risk of never returning to school. Child marriage has increased and there are more orphans in child-headed homes, she said.
And the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on International Women's Day earlier this month that the pandemic has made it clear that the world is male-dominated and that there are global inequalities, fragilities, and entrenched gender discrimination. So that's coming from the head of the United Nations right there.
Yes, and she also said all these issues are currently playing out at the two meeting of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, which ends Friday, adding they are also certain to be on the agenda at two major upcoming events. The other one will be in Mexico City and Paris, which are part of the delayed 25th anniversary of the 1995 Beijing Women's Conference that adopted a 150-page roadmap to achieve gender equality.
And the United Nations Women's Executive Director said one hope from the Commission meeting is to spur governments to adopt mandatory measures to achieve political party equality. From what she's saying that Only 25% of lawmakers worldwide are women, and only 22 countries have a female head of state or government, with Europe topping the list.
Yes, and Lambo Nuga also quoted U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who addressed the commission last week, saying the status of women is the status of democracy. She said it is not doing women a favor, but actually giving democracy credibility by showing that the interest and number of women who participate in public institutions improve the quality of the decisions that are made. So what are your views on the issue? We see that there are many issues that kind of connect with the ongoing COVID-19. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje, sicobungula indaba ezithiyeneyo kodwa zonke ziphathelane le COVID-19 lanxa zithinta kakhulu abesifazana. Sikhangela ukuthi uhulumende usungule ngokusemthethweni uhlelo lolu olwesibili esingathi second phase ye-vaccination, yona evele nje siqalisile, kodwa ubesungula nje ngokusemthethweni ukuthi ngempela sowuqalisile. Lapho esibone khona umongameli welizwe, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, laye bemnika owakhe umjovo wokuqala we-Sinopharm vaccine leyi njengesibonelo phela ukuthi abantu labo belandele beyenze okufanayo. Sambona njalo uhulumende esithi ngempela uthabile ngendlela abantu abasukumele phezulu ngayo, kodwa amanani esiwatholayo ke ugatsha lwezempilakahle atshengisa ukuthi hhayi akukafiki lapho kumele lokho uhulumende ayekujongile. Amanani asesemancinyane, singazinjalo njengoba inhlelo ezinye lokho eziqala ukuthi kuzaphetha ngani. Sikhangela njalo ukuthi kwezabesifazana, sibonile njalo eTanzania owesifazana egcotshwa ukuba ngumongameli wesifazana wakuqala kulandela ukubhubha kukamnumzana uJohn Magufuli Mufi, onguye ke wayephethe lesi sikhundla. Njalo ke sikhuluma ngezabesifazana, sibonile njalo emhlanganweni osaqhubeka o-United Nations, simzwile ke umkhokheli wogatsha lwabesifazana kulowo manyano, unkosikazi Phumzile Mlambo Ncuka, ekhuluma ke ukuthi hayi abesifazana kufanele amathuba abo elinganiswe lawe besilisa, ngoba basalele kakhulu. Sabona lokuthi bakhala ngokuthi abantwana i-COVID-19 ibachiye besegcekeni abesifazana labantwana. Nanko phela abantwana bedlula izigidi ezilitshumi lanye, 11 million bengayekela ukubuyela esikolo, abanye ngoba sebazithwala, abanye bendiswa bebancinyane, lokuninginingi nje okwenzakalayo. Ngakho i-COVID-19 iphethe kakhulu kubi abesifazana. Yikho ke siyabe sikuxoxa lokhu njalo sithemba ukukhangelela, sikhangelele ukuthi ingcwethi zethu zizasixhasa kulolu hlelo ezivela kuhulumende, njalo sikhangelele omela osedalela ilunga ledalela ephalamende njalo engumgcini sihlalo wekomiti ebona ngezemfundo, inkosazana Lindwe Maphosa, la uzabe khona lapha isichathisela okwenzakalayo khona le ePhalamende, lokuthi njengohulumende babona udaba lolu luphethwe njani olwabesifazana, olwezemfundo, lakho konke nje. Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Nhasi tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa pamusoro pedenda recovid 19, tichitarisa zvakare nhomba iri kubayiwa munyika yeSinopharm, iyo takaona mutungamiri wenyika nezuro vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachibayiwa nhomba iyi vari kuVictoria Falls, zvichisanganisira zvakare vamwe vemapato anobikisa. Takatarisa kuti takaona muzvare Linda Masarira vachibayiwawo nhomba iyoyi, uyezve patambotaura navo pachirongwa cheLet's Talk vanga vari kuti ivo panyaya yenhomba hapana zvematongerwo enyika semaonero avo. Saka vanga vari kuti ndosaka vakawanikwa vachikwidza kuenda kuVictoria Falls kunobatana nehurumende mukubayiwa nhomba iyi yeSinopharm. Pari zvino pane vanhu 49,404 munyika vabayiwa nhomba iyoyi. Uyezve tinoona kuti panguva ino yatiri kutaura pane musangano mukuru weUnited Nations Status on Women uri kuitwa pachivhitivhiti, asi unotangira iko kuno kuAmerica, uri kutarisa zviri kusangana nevanhukadzi panyaya dzekubatwa kwavo uyezve kokodzero dzavo. Saka tange tiri kukurukura zvakare pamusoro penyaya iyoyi. Asi zvakare titarisawo kuti takaona iro vhiki rino muTanzania vaimutevedzeri wavaJohn Magufuli avo vakatisiya amai Hassan vachigadzwa semutungamiri wenyika iyi. Zvinoreva izvo kuti vachange vari mudzimai wokutanga yemu East Africa kunge vari mutungamiri wenyika iyi. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura ipo pano, asi tisingakanganwe pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Taita rombo rakanaka tine mumwe munyarikani ari pano, amai Ingrid Muhambi vanogara imo muno muAmerica, ndo vatatanga kukurukura navo. Nevo vakabaiwa ivo nhomba imo muno muAmerica, asi ndichaenda kwavari vanoshanda mune zveutano vatiudze kuti zvakamira sei. Makadi amai Muhambi.
Takasimba chose kune vese vari kuteerera toringa kuti makasimbawo nokuzvichengetedza munguva ino yeCOVID.
Tinoona kuti imi munoshanda muchiita basa rezveutano, mungatitsananguro here kuti panyaya yenhomba iyi zvakamira sei imo muno muAmerica?
Muno muAmerica nyaya yemavhaccine yakatanga kudhara, Trump achiri mupachigaro nguva iyaya. Ndofunga vanhu vese vaingonzwa zvaaitaura nenyaya yekuti akareleasa kuti vanhu vatange kubayiwa mavhaccine. Nyaya inonetsa ndeyekuti vanhu vazhinji vanga vasiri kutrusta mavhaccine iwaya, kuti tiri kubayiwa chinyi, havasi kunyatsokuziva kuti chii chavari kupuwa. Ende unonyatsonzwisisawo kuti sei vanhu vari kuti ini handisi kuda kubayiwa zvinhu zvandizvisiye. Saka kudzidzisana kuti vanhu vanyatsokuziva kuti chii chaizvo chaizvo chinoreva kuti vhaccine zvinoreva kuti chinyi, ndochindo chinhu chikuru chakaita kuti vanhu munhu akaita seni atange kubayiwawo pakabuda kuti chii vhaccine iyi, kuti tazotoona kuti hapana chiri kutyisa kuti ndibayiwe. Ende indakarwara nayo chiCOVID yacho muna November.
Timbotitsanangura izvozvo kuti pamakarwara neCOVID iyi muchizonobayiwa nhomba iyi, hamuchaibata here zvakare kana kuti zvakamira sei ipapo?
Mascientist ari kuti so far gore rese rapfuura yakaita COVID, vanhu vashoma-shoma vari kunzi maybe handful of people vari kunzi especially muno muAmerica zvamo vari kunzi vaita kuti COVID kechipiri. Chikuru chekuziva pana chekuti COVID ivhairas. Saka vhairas inozivikanwa kuti inovimba kuchinja, ichichinja maitiro ainoita, iri kutsvaga pekuti inyatsokugara. Saka painochinja paya-paya ndo panoita kuti pamwe kana wakambobatwa necovid pekutanga, kana ikachinja COVID ya mavakirwa yakaita, yoinda futi yotanga futi kuafekta futi munhu akamborwara futi. But vashoma vari kunzi vari kuibata futi kechipiri. Hatisatanyatsokunyatsokuziva because tangoita gore 1 tiri mucovid. Saka zvinhu zvizhinji zviri kuverengwa, zviri kustadhiwa, totoziva maybe 5 maybe 10 years dzinge dzakuya, toita neeven imwe more information yekuti nyatsoziva kuti alright vanhu vakamborwara gore riya vakutanga futi kurwara futi vakawanda, but manhamba aripo mashoma.
Imi idzidziso ipi yamungapowo madzimai akateerera pari zvino vanofanirwe kuti vabayiwe nenyaya yehead immunity chii?
Head immunity zvinoreva kuti vakamirira kana chirwere chikatanga kuafekta nzvimbo 1 kuti vanhu vese vaite inonzi head immunity, zvinoreva kuti tinoda kuti 70-80% yevanhu vanogara mucommunity imomo vave either vakabayiwa vhaccine kana kuti vakarwara nechirwere chacho, kana kuti vakaexposewa vakaita kuti vaite kune mumwe munhu anga nayo ndobva vabatirawo chirwere chiyachiya, but hapamwe havasombozivia kuti vangava nacho. Zvokuti kana chikazouya pechipiri, muviri wako unenge wakuziva kuti ndakamboita COVID ndoziva kuti ndoirwisa sei. Saka muviri wako obva warwa haufe nayo, inongoita sezvinonzwa kubatwa nechikosoro chatinongoitawo mazuva ese. Handimwe nemwe unongoti ndandine dzihwa gore rino, ndakarwara nedzihwa, ndakaita chiflu, ndakaita chinyi. COVID ndo zvimwe chete kuti kana ita head immunity inoreva kuti inenge yanguva chimwe chikosoro changuvapo. Problem ndeyekuti COVID inyowani kumuviri wese wemunhu wese. Hapana munhu akamborwara chirwere icho chantiu gore rakapera riya rakasvika zvakatanga. Muviri wako hausi kuziva kuti unozvifambisa sei kuti irwe kuti upore. Saka muviri wako unoreacta kuti obva wati ndakunyatsokurwa zvehondo zviya zviya, but then zvotanga kuafekta mamwe maorgans ako zvese, obva warwarisisa vamwe vanita havazonyatsokupora zvakanaka, vanobva vafa.
Maybe if we can just go into English, what prompted you to get the vaccine? We understand a lot of people, even here in the United States, are not really coming forth and, you know, trusting getting this COVID-19 vaccine.
Well, I've witnessed a lot of illness in my lifetime in being in healthcare in America and in the United Kingdom. But when COVID came, it was a different type of illness. It affected healthy people. It affected elderly people. It affected everybody. The death was a lot. There was a lot of news coming from the UK of healthcare workers dying. Mm-hmm. We were going to work every day just praying by the grace of God to come back home that day and come back home safe, because we don't know if I'm carrying it with me, if I've been exposed to somebody, bringing it home to my family, to my child. And so, you know, that was a scary thing. But when I got sick with COVID initially, of course, it wasn't even from the hospital. Mm-hmm. The hospital is actually safer than out here in the streets. You know?
Really?
Yeah, that I can definitely say. Out here, you don't know who has it walking around in the supermarket. You don't know who has it when you go to gather at parties or wherever you go. You don't know who has it. At the hospital, at least we had PPE. We were covered. We were wearing masks. You know, we were checking our temperatures, all that kind of stuff every day. And I hang around the same kind of people that I work with all the time. And so the healthcare workers tend to be also a little more vigilant. They tend to understand what they're dealing with. So they tend to follow the science in dealing with this. So, you know, that's what prompted me to think, you know, I'm out there on the streets. I'm not exactly always in the house. I'm going to get groceries. I'm going to do stuff. Even during lockdown, you still have to get out the house. The danger is still out there. So when it was offered to me, I was not hesitant. And I also read a lot about the vaccines and how they are made and what the technology means. I read about the history of vaccines, where we started. You know, this is not the first pandemic.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Sizukuthi sesilomnye usesilomlaleli lapha ecingweni. Before we go back to our guest, whilst we are also still waiting for legislator Lindiwe Maphosa, who's also the chairperson of the Education Committee in Parliament. She's we're trying to get her network is bad. But in the meantime, silomlaleli ecingweni siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Siyakwamukela Bhutimbuso, ye ungasinika owakho umbono ngodaba olusegudwini sicubungula konke nje kuphathelane legcikwane le-COVID-19 izikolo lokunye.
Bengazange ngenemukele kodwa ngiyayini ukusetshenjana esengizathi ngisho ngisho.
Kulungile.
Hayi, igcikwane lona nje likhona vele ikhangani kuyakhwela kuphela futhi. Okukhona engikubonayo ukuthi okwenzakala khona esikubonayo ukuthi kube usihlabo kwe-TV, kokuhlatshwa kwabantu kwe-TV asiwazi mhlawumbe uphumelele ebantwini kumbe kuzeangeqedakali asibazi ngoba kangangeyi abanye bakuzwisisa abanye bakuzwisisa bangikwazi khonapho ngathi ngosetshane hhayi ngokuthi mhlawumbe ukuqoqa kami.
Yes, sikhuluma lawe ungaphi komhla?
Yeah.
Ye ungaphi kathe sikhuluma lawe kuliphi lizwe?
Amen, sengizazi.
Yebo kuhle ngaphi kwakhona?
Umlawane.
Yabantwana sebeqalisile yini kuya ezikolo njalo kuyineli kubonayo. Libone ngani bazayenelisa ukugqoka ama masks be sanitize benze konke okufunakalayo.
Hayi, hayi, nafike kule dowa. Ningahlangana nabanye ngobunyana abantwana into abayenza okunye bakubona kwabantuebantwini abadala balawo amamahla but iyethethi umntu ofowesilezini kakhava umlomo lamakhala exactly okwenziwa ngabaizinjalo nje lokwenziwa ngabanye abantu abadala kwenjalo senjani labantwana bevele esikole bekhwabekho njengoba ngikhuluma.
Yes, ake siza ukuthi abantwana sasibabone lathi lapha emfanekisweni umuntu imaski yakhe seyidonsile wayifaka ngaphansi kwesilevu ngoba umntwana uyabe efuna ukuphefumula adlale. Asazi-ke lokhu ukuthi umthelela uzaba njani ngoba kumele ihlale igqokwe kuhle phela imask. Ye, kambe khona kuyaphileka yini ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 lesezindlini khona?
Hayi, hayi, kuphila kuyaphileka singaboni lutho ngaphandle nje okubaleke isizotho lapho khona loku aralela kuyomulawayo indawanyana zoningi kuthi hhayi lapho ngikhona ngiyangayahlangani lakho.
Oye, hhayi besitsho nje lokuziphandela ukuthi abantu bayenelisa yini ukuqhuba imisebenzi yabo laba abazisebenzayo lalabo abaqhatshiwe.
Ya, akude ngisukuba bayanelisa kakhulu, bayanelisa balaba abazisebenzayo. Abanye abanye abaqhatshiweyo ayizokhanya bahamba futhi.
Hayi kuhle. Hayi sibongileke ukusixhasa kuhlelo, sithabile ukukhuluma lawe. Ube le lobusuku obuhle.
Hayi sibe njalo izinchindi njalo sengisikhathi.
Yebo ke sibongile. Mav le our caller from Bulawayo Mbuso is saying that he's concerned about school children because when he missed them, they are not properly wearing their masks. They pull them down and they are playing to you know, they are not social distancing, which is one of the concerns, you know, on spreading this virus, that they are not daring, you know, children would want to be kids and play and all that. So he's saying, he's seeing there could be a problem there. Over to you.
Yusta apo tanga tirikunzwa kubva kune mumwe mutereri wedu varikuti ivo varikushushikana nyanya nevana vechidiki panyaya yemamaski kuti pavari kuvaona I think vati vanga varikufona varikubhulawayo vanenge vasina kupfeka mamaski asi tinonzwa kuti tine mumwe munyarikani wedu zvakare amai enyara dzaigumbonzvanda vanova ivo Goodwill Ambassador weEarly Child Marriages uyezve vachishanda nesangano reRosaria Memorial Trust tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu. Aiwa tiri wadi amai gumbonzvanda tanga tiri kuda kunzwa pamusoro nyaya pamusoro peUnited Nations CSW meeting iripo Paris zvino iri kufamba sei imi muri ikoko kuZimbabwe iyo ichitirwa kuno kuNew York?
Gore rino musangano unoitwa pagore nepagore wemubatanidzwa wenyika dzepasipese weUnited Nations Commission on the Status of Women yanga iri kuitwa iyo pasocial media kazhinji vachishandisa virtual platforms kuti nyika dzikurukure nekuita zvisungo pamusoro nhaurwa yanga iripo dingindira guru ranga rakatarisa yatinoti women in decision making and women's participation in public life madzimai nevasikana vari kubatawo sei mune zveutungamiriri uye tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yemhirishonga nebongozozo zvinosanganisa mukurarama kwatinoita nyaya dzeviolence against women ndo misoro mukuru yenyaya yanga iri kutaurwa sezimbabwewo isusu Rosaria Memorial Trust takawanikwa tichipindawo mumusangano mukuru iwoyu weUnited Nations takanga tichibatsira zvikuru kuti vechidiki nemadzimai vekumaruva vakwanise kuwanawo mukana tichishandisa iyoyi technology kuti vapindewo mumisangano iyoyi takazokwanisawo kuti tiite hukuro dzinosanganisira nyaya dzekupedza kuroorwa nekuroora kwevana vasati vasvika zera naidzodzi nyaya dzatinogara tichitarisa nezvadzo nguva nenguva dzekuti vana vakwanise kuenda kuchikoro kunyanya vanasikana.
Tombotarisa panyaya yeCOVID-19 yakakurukurwa here pamusoro payo iko kumusangano mukuru?
Nyaya yeCOVID-19 yakanga iriyo hurukuro huru zvikuru pane zvese zvakakurukurwa. Ndakazivanawo mukana wokuti ndiadresi United Nations paimestation yavo vachida kuaua kubatsiridza matambudziko atiri kusangana nawo ndeapi. Saka takazopawo pfungwa dzatinadzo nezvatiri kusangana nazvo tiri kuRosaria Memorial Trust tichishandira tiri kwamurehwa nekushamva tichiona kuti chokwadi tambudziko guru ranga riri kuti pakaitika lockdown ipapa zvatinga zvakaomera munhukadzi kuti tiwane chouviri kuti mhuri dzirarame misika yavharwa zvikoro zvakavharwa tikaona dambudziko revana kunyanya vanasikana vakange vave pambiri vamwe vachipinda muwanano zvisina chirikano saka zvose izvozvo takaona ari matambudziko makuru asi tichisumudzira kuti madzimai haana kunge akangogara madzimai aibatsiridza panyaya yecovid zvakanyanya vamwe vachisona mamaski wawa vamwe vachigadzirisa zvisiko Vamona tibatsiro vanorwara tinozva kuti mitemo yandati self isolated home kunenge kune avo vanenge vachinzwa kurwara tingade kuti munhu apiwe admission zvichireva kuti raiti vabasa mudzimba kuti madzimai ari kuchengetawo vanhu vanenge vane urwere saka ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvakakurukurwa asi zvikurusa kuti pari zvino nyaya yevaccine ndo yanga iri nyaya yakanyanya kuramba ichikurukurwa kuti iyo vaccine yacho iri kumbosvikawo here kuvanhu vari kumaruva kuvanhu nje kana kuti iri kungonyanya kunzi ikwanise kunge ichiwanikwa kuvanhu vanenge vachishanda muzvipatara nevane zvidanho saka inyaya yekuti vaccine ngaisvike kumunhu wese yakaramba ichikurukurwa zvakanyanyisa uye takaramba kuti nyika dzekumadokero the northern countries nyika dzakabudirira kare vatobayiwa nhomba idzi vakawandisa isiso nyika dzichiri kuedza kubudirira pachine mukaha uripo vanhu nyika dzedu hatisati dzawana vaccine inokwanira ndo zvimwe zvakakurukurwa zvikuru panyaya dzevaccine uye kuti vanhu vachiri vanyatsozivisa kuti vaccine racho rinomboshanda sei rinowanikwa sei kana munhu une zvimwe urwere hwaunahwo ngatiti munhu ane chirwere cheHIV ndinokwanisa kurekera vaccine saka vanenge vachida kunge vane mubvunzo yavanoda jekeso saka ndinofarawo kuona kuti nhasi ndaona gwaro richiedza kutsanangura rehurumende kuti zvevaccine yemuzimbabwe zviri kufanisa sei.
Thank you so much. Over to you, sir.
My goodness.
Thank you. Sir. We're hearing there from Manyara.
Yes, I'm on now. Yes, siyabonga ke sizwaleke lapho sichasiselwa ke ngenhlelo ezijeneyo eziphathelane labesifazana njalo siyezwa ukuthi we would like to welcome our next guest now, Jasmine Tofa. She's a legislator and a member of the Health Committee in Parliament. We welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, how is Bulawayo today?
Fine today in Harare, a Trump of Parliament.
Okay, and what? Yes, talking of Parliament, is there any issues related to COVID-19 that are under discussion currently?
Well, yes, there are a lot of issues that are being discussed, and the most topical one is the vaccine. To make sure that most of the frontliners get vaccinated, as you are aware, that they are the ones that bear the brunt of being infected by people that come and seek help for health services.
Yes, and last time members of the Health Committee were saying you also want to be the first ones to be vaccinated. That is according to your chairperson, Ruth Labode. Did you also manage to get vaccinated? And what can you say about the vaccine program that is underway?
The vaccine program is definitely underway. Most of the members of parliament that were available the day that vaccine was being administered managed to get vaccinated. So it's definitely progressing very well, and there's been no real negative reactions from those that got vaccinated.
Yes, coming to other COVID-19 related issues, we saw that the United Nations Under Secretary General and Executive Director of UN Women, Phumzile Mlambo-Ngcuka, has said that the COVID-19 has left women facing increasing domestic violence and being laid off more from work, with 11 million girls at risk of never returning to school. What's your comment on this? Is this what you see on the ground?
Yes, that's very, very true. Lots of women have been adversely affected and lots of gender-based violence because of being confined in their houses or in the places of residence because of not being allowed to, because of the lockdown, rather, which was necessary, of course, but because people are not used to being together all the time, this caused a lot of gender-based violence, making women, you know, being beaten up by their husbands, the young girls that have fallen pregnant from this. And you know what happens when a young girl falls pregnant. The father will then blame the mother for not looking after the girl and not even looking at the circumstances that would have caused that to happen. So, and if you look at the figures that have been cited with regards to young girls falling pregnant, we initially had a figure of 2,000, then we had a figure of 5,000. So that shows you the magnitude of what has happened. It's actually, COVID-19 has actually reversed most of the gains that we would have made in trying to empower the young girl and women. So I think COVID-19 is going to has really set us years back.
Yeboke
and it's going to be very difficult to recover from that.
Yeboke kulabo abangazwa ulimi lwesingisi singabuyele emuva laphana uqale ngokusichasisela ukuthi uhlelo lolu olokuhlatshwa abantu iJackson yokwenqabela iCovid-19 ngombono wakho luqhubeka kuhle yini njalo kuyini elikuxoxayo eParliament ngalo.
Yebo, okwakathesi ngathi liyaqhubeka sibili uhlelo lokuhlaba i-vaccination ye-COVID-19. Ngathi mina abantu asebethole i-vaccination yonaleyo, iningi labo ngokuthiwa ngama-frontline workers, abantu abanjengamanesi, amapholisa, lamanye ama-members of parliament ayekhona mhlana ngamalanga onalayo lapho kwakuhlatshwa khona i-vaccination yonaleyo. And ngokukhangela kwami, iningi labo abahlatshwayo engibaziyo kabakho abathola ukuthi umuntu ugule waze wapha, or besinye isikhathi ngenye umuntu angaba le-temperature or something, but akulanto e-serious eyayenzakala. So ngibona ngani uhlelo lolu luhamba kuhle. Ngiyakwazi njalo ukuthi abantu abaningi baza ukuthi ngapha lukafiki, simele sikhangele ukuthi i-vaccination esingene eZimbabwe kayikwani iZimbabwe yonke. So luhlelo olulokho luthiya phambili, okungangokuthi uhulumende ukhangelele ukuthi phose bangaze banike wonke umuntu i-vaccination.
Yebo ke ungaphawula njalo ngodaba loliyani esikhe sakhuluma ngalo lokuthi umanyano wamazwe omhlaba o-United Nations uphumzile Mlambo Ngcobo ukuthi hhayi i-COVID-19 le isitshiya abesifazana bese simene sibi kakhulu njalo lamantombazana engenelisi ukubuyela isikolo nodlakela ezindlini.
Lapho uqinisile sibili thandekile ukuthi uhlelo le akhona uhlelo i-COVID-19 isifo lesi se-COVID-19 sibisele omama kakhulu emuva. Ngathi wonke umuntu kodwa omama yibo ababiselwe kakhulu emuva, njengoba besikwazi ukuthi omama bebenqindezelwa sizama ukuthi siphakamise omama empilweni zabo. Khonokho ukuthi i-COVID-19 le-lockdown ekade khona, umama lobaba or imuli kade kufanele bahlale ndawonye bengayi ndawo okwesikhathi abangajwayelanga. Kungalokuthi omunye uyaphuma phandle ayetshaywa ngomoya aphenduke. So kade kubangela kakhulu ukuthi kube nokulwa ezindlini. Njalo sabona ukuthi kulabantwana amantombazana amaningi asesikolo, abanye kuze from i-grade 7 kanye.
kutholakala ukuthi kade sebezithwele sebelezisu ngendaba yokuthi kade bengahambe esikolo. So kutho ukuthi ungakhangela njalo lama-numbers angikhona okuthi khona bebebengakani. Ngathi allright, ekuqaliseni sacala sathola ifiga ye-2000. Ngasese sithole ifiga ye-5000 yamankazi amamantombazana amithiwe. So ngibona ingani kusobala ukuthi i-COVID-19 sisikisele emuva kulokho kade sizama ukuthi sikwenze ukuthi sikhiphe amantombazana ekudubekeni yokuthi amantombazana bebengala mathuba yokufunda, bebengala mathuba okuthola imisebenzi, and iningi labo mama ngendaba ye-COVID-19 bashele imisebenzi yabo. Okungaukuthi lokuthi bawuthole futhi umsebenzi nalokhu kuzaba nzima ngokuthi amafemu lamafektari nezitolo eziningi zivaliwe.
Yebo ke, limqotho lele yikho okuthiwo okugcizelelwa ngumanyano United Nations. Ungayikhathana ububambile khonapho, sithathe umlaleli lo munye umhlonishwa ethu, sizabuya sizokubuza ngelikwenzayo njenge-Women's Caucus. Siyezwa njalo ukuthi silomlaleli uNdlovu ecingweni. Siyakwamukela newethu. Hayi, siyaphila nje, sikhuluma lawe ungaphi kwamhla?
Ngilana eSouth Africa, eJohannesburg.
Ye, kodwa ekhaya uvela nga?
Ekhaya ngiya kuGondwa, eFlapo.
Hayi, kuhle. Ye, ungasinika ke umbono wakho ngokwenzakalayo ngodaba lolu lwe-COVID-19, kumbe ekhaya, kumbe lapho ohleli khona, lezikole esezivuliwe.
Ya, ngapho ukuthi ngingaqala nje ekhaya. Before ngikhulume ngalapha engikhona ekhaya, i-COVID-19 ngibona ngazathi ilethe umthelela omubi kakhulu, ngoba njengoba sonke siyazi ukuthi abantu ekhaya imisebenzi ayikho, baphila ngokuthi bayasebenza. So ngendaba ye-COVID-19 le, nathi siwe sikwancedisa ngakho, mhlawumbe umuntu athi hayi, ngicela uthenge into esowungithumele ngikwazi ukuthengisa ngitholiyo lami ukuphila. Kusuka kube nzima lakithi ngani, ngoba izinto zakhona ungaziyithenge into lapha, mhlawumbe asithi into uyithengele phenge 200, but uzothi uma uthi uyayithumela ukuthi uzithumele ekhaya, izinto ezithi hayi, into eseyibhoda kayizuli, kungangcono unikeze maybe 800 futhi ngihambise ekhaya. Kube sikubona phela ukuthi mhlawumbe akufila gaini, niyabona ukuthi umuntu ukwazi ukuthi umuntu athengise athole ukuphila ekhaya. So into nje kahle kakhulu esilimaze kakhulu COVID-19. Ngicabanga futhi ukuthi mhlawumbe yabona amazwe kafani, yabona njengalana e-South Africa, ungathi yabheka abantu bavuka babamba i-queue behola nyana kwezimali, lokho wawukuthi labo bakwazi ukuphila. Unlike ekhaya, ekhaya ngibona ukuthi abantu bathola uluphi. So kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi abantu baphile ngale COVID-19.
Yes.
Angazi ukuthi i-government ingakwenza kanjani ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukusurvive.
Siyabonga ke umbono wakho lokusixhasa kuhlelo, Mnumzana Ndlovu khona ngapho e-South Africa.
Ngiyabonga mama.
Yebo ke, over to you, Marvelous.
Mbodzo ka kwamuri my Ingrid Muhambi, kuti kwamuri ikoko vamwe vari kuzvitambira sei nyanya vechitema? Takambonzwa kuti kana muno muAmerica nyaya iyoyi yekutora nhomba yeCOVID-19 iri kuti netse. Zvii zvingadzidzwe neZimbabwe zviri kuitwa neAmerica mukuedza kukwezva vanhu kuti vawanikwe vachitora nhomba iyi?
Education, education, more education. Vanhu vakawanda, a lot of people very hesitant. They're hesitant to get the vaccine because of, you know, history and how black people were treated by the healthcare institutions. It's a lot of stuff. But anyway, now is the education to say the only way we are going to be able to go back normal society, to be able to interact with your families, to be able to have holidays, to be able to go out of the country and fly without fear of getting sick, is to get vaccinated. It's not no longer a black and white issue, but we don't want to overlook what happened back then. But still, we don't want people not to get the vaccine based on stories. We encourage people to make sure that they're reading stuff that is from reputable websites, from reputable science-based backgrounds, not something somebody wrote on Facebook today that talking about a vaccine and it's not even true. So it's where the information is coming from and to give people the right information about the vaccines. It's mostly education so people can know what they're getting and what is involved and why they have to take it.
Take us through your own experience. You said you received the vaccine. Which one did you take and how many injections were they and how are you feeling now?
Right now, I'm feeling great. I'll start by saying that I did not have any adverse reactions that were not normal outside of the vaccine itself. I got sick in November and, you know, someone close to me gave it to me pretty much. And my first symptom was a headache. Then, of course, it went downhill from there. It was pretty much 2 weeks of being quarantined in the house. At home, I couldn't go anywhere, do anything. My symptoms were mostly the headache. I had vertigo, feeling nauseated, feeling like I'm going to pass out a little bit sometimes. I did not have a lot of fever. Everybody's different in how they get COVID. Mm-hmm. I did not have a lot of fever. Maybe, you know, 99 was mostly the highest fever I had. I also had, but I had a lot of chest pain, which was worrying for me because I work with heart patients and cardiac patients. So chest pain is a sign of something going on in my heart. But it happened and it was pretty painful, but I was in touch with my doctor constantly telling him my symptoms and he was telling me what I need to do, which is something you have to do if you get COVID. Don't suffer at home by yourself. Make sure that you are in contact with your doctor. There's so many therapies now.
Yes, very interesting views there from Mr. Mohambi. And marvelous, we do have another caller waiting in Shona.
Hello, Paula.
Yes, Makadi, this is Mavi.
Aiwa, tiri wadi, Makadi ko amaichi ko wero.
Tiri nani zedu, tinatenda.
Ehe, nasi tangatuga kumbota risanya ya ye musangano mkuru wa United Nations uruku itwa kuno. Imi muruku uona seno, kutitinuona kuti muno wanzo kunge kuone kwa mchienda ku United Nations. Ushuruku famba se gorerini.
Gorerino msangano uyu wakawanikwa uchiitwa virtually zvinoreva kuti waitwa padande mutande pamusana pedenda recovid-19 hakuna kuwanikwa vanhu vachiungana kuNew York sezvinoitwa makore ose vakati pane country representatives vakanogara variko kuNew York ndovoga vakangonoti sanganei vari socially distanced kungovhura musangano chete but otherwise my discussions yes ari kuitwa padande mutano
tirikuona pane zviri kubuda kubva kumusangano uyu takaona amai epumzilongika vachitaura ivo kuti kurodzwa kwevana vachiri vadiki uyezve kubatwa kwevana nepamuviri nezvimwewo zviri kuita kuti vasazodzokere kuzvikoro COVID ichinge yapera ndo zvimwe zviri kusangana nevana vechidiki nemadzimai ini zvii zvimwe zvamakanzwa pamusangano iwoyu
Hongu tinoona ti pasi rino rose mugore rapfuura takawanikwa vana vanosvika 700 million vachirodzwa ari vana vadiki pasi rose and muZimbabwe tinoo manhamba akati kure zvakanyanya anga achiwanikwa so rakanga ringori dingindira racho guru nekuti timu yegore rineri inonzi women's full and effective participation in decision making in public life as well as elimination of violence for achieving gender equality and the empowerment of all women and girls. Saka nyaya dzekurodza vana vadiki vari kuizvi I violence against the girl child because kutochikora kodzero dzevana. Saka zvakanga zvidingindira guru riri kutaura izvozvo zvekuti vatiregerei zvokurodza vana sikana.
Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo muve nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Yebo ke lapho siyezwa ke omunye ke umhlonitsha wethu ePaula ngokwenzakala emhlanganweni osaqhubeka we United Nations lapho sizwe ukukhulunywa la ngesiphathelane labesifazana. Yes, coming back to you, Ms. Tofa, we realize that in Parliament there is a women's caucus. During this COVID-19 pandemic, is the committee still active and what are the programs you are looking at now?
We just got back to Parliament. Remember, we were all affected by the COVID-19.
Yes.
So the executive is still to meet and pen out the Women's Caucus plan. So we haven't actually met as a caucus. But I am certain that we are going to look at the girl child. We, as the Women's Caucus, are also very interested in the marriage bill. We're interested in looking at issues of sexual reproductive health rights, access to health and health facilities. You know, like, as you can see, look at the number of children or young girls that have fallen pregnant. So these are all the issues that we'll be looking at. These girls will be needing some form of help, some form of counseling. So as the Women's Caucus and legislators, I'm sure these are part of, it's going to be part of our program.
Yes, that's very interesting. Ungakufaka njalo ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi njenge committee yabomama kuyini elikhangelele ukwenza njalo be iCovid 19 ingabe ilenqabele yini ukuqhubeka ezindlela.
Njenge Women's Caucus ama omama abase parliament lathi bese phansi kwe lockdown besingasebenzi njenge Women's Caucus. Kodwa njengoba sesivulile kaphesi sesivulile emsebenzini, i-executive eye-Women's Caucus khona izahlala phansi iqoqe-ke ukuthi sizahlela njani ama-program ethu. Kodwa ngibona engani vele njenge-Women's Caucus sabe sikhangele izinto ezaffecta omama, amantombazana. Sikhangele ibhili lele okay marriage bill elenendo lele likalabhoda ngokuthi kabikabhashwa. So ngumuntu esiyabe siyikhangela ukuthi sibone ukuthi ibhili lelo lize liphuthe. Njalo siyabe sikhangele amantombazane njengoba sibona ukuthi inumber yamantombazana eyaphethe ngesikhathi se-COVID bemisiswa bazadinga labo uncedo. So okuthiwa i-SRHR, i-Sexual Reproductive Health Rights, okukhuluma ngokuthi umuntu ngayedinga ukuyancedwa ezibhedlela ngempilo kahle yakhe. So abantwana labana kumele sikukhangele ukuthi singakubamba njani nokuthi abantu bazwisise ngento le ekuthiwa yi-sexual reproductive health rights. Kayisikho ukuthi sebe sesikhuluma ngokuthi wonke umntwana angene ahambe emacansini, hhayi. Siyabe sikhangelele bona labo sifunile singafunanga kodwa bathina bekwenza. So yinto esiyabe siyikhangele engiyibona ongani izaba top of
Very interesting views there. Marvelous from legislator Jasmine Toffa, who is in the Health Committee and also Vice Chairperson of the Energy Committee in Parliament. We'll be going back to her shortly. Over to you.
Thank you very much. Potangatiri kunzwa kune munyarikani wedu amai Jasmine Toffa, vanova ivo vanoshanda. Nekokasi yemadzimai pakuona penhuna dziri kusangana nemadzimai. Vari kuti ivo sekomiti havana kunge vari kuenda kuparamende panguva ino. Vanga vari kuita zvevirtual nenyaya yeCovid-19. Todzoka kwamuri amai Ingrid Muhambi. Mombotiudza kuti imimi zvii zvamungayambirawo vamwe nyanya madzimai vari kumusha panyaya yekutora yatingati yanhomba iyo yeCovid-19. Vanofanira kuitora ndara yei kunyange havo vari kunzwa zviri kubva kune uku zviri kutaurwa zvakasiyana siyana.
Chandingataurira vanhu isu ndechekuti kana nguva yasvike kunzi uyai mupuwe vaccine musaregera kuenda. Iopportunity iyoyo yokuti murege kuzorwara mangwana kana kutopamwe vanhu chirwere chachona kuti vasarwarawo kana kuti kutozofa chaiko chaiko. Saka zvikanzi uyai mutore ka vaccine hazvina basa kuti iri kunzi ipi kana iri government kana iri WHO kana iri United Nations iri kupa information yekuti vaccine yava pano vanhu endai munopuwa vaccine. Ndoyega nzira iko zvine zvatovapo yekuti vanhu tigoudzokera tichiite zvataiita kudhara, tishanyira nehamwe neshamwari, tipinde mundege tiche sei. Kana zvanzi uyai mutore, uyai mutore, musarekera.
Muri kubata mabasa api muri ikoko kwamuri? Uyezve vamwe vangada kuziva kuti knowledge iyi kana kuti ruzivo uri muri kuruwana kupi?
Tine vanhu vatinoshanda navo madokta kubasa kwa ndinoshanda muhospital, ndochengeta pevanhu vane moyo dzinorwadza. Saka tine madokta emu mainfectious disease experts vanouya vachitipa information yese, vanotidzidzisa kuti tinyatso kuona kuti i information iri kubva kwairi kubva ndokunovindika here, kana kuti i information haisi yekuti tofanira kuteerera ndokuti hazvisiri izvo zviripo. Saka kunobva information kwakawanda, unogona kutoverenga wega iwo chiro kuenda pakompyuta chaipo chaipo, unogona kuenda pa WHO website, United Nations website, wangoisa COVID in zvinobuda information yese iyoyo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very interesting observation there. Ukuthi abantu nxa lifuna ukuzwa lihambeke ku website ye United Nations, kulokuhamba nje kwamanye ama website angakhuluma kunye kuliqiniswa. Marvelous, you have another caller.
Oh, caller. Hello, caller. Makadi ndizaza here.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi, you are live on our program. Just introduce yourself and tell us what was your experience when you got the COVID-19 vaccine there in Zimbabwe.
Okay, so hello everyone, and to all of you listeners who are listening in and tuned in. My name is Zandile Ndlovu, but everyone calls me Zaza, the Zazalicious One, the African Queen, Umakajeni, Interpreter Kai Solomon Lucy, Ogobozo Nyati, Umafoshoza, is couple for Kamla Mayezi, City Waza. Yes, I'm talking to Big Sister Marv here. Yeah, I'm a broadcaster as a journalist and obviously a frontline worker. One of the many jobs I do for that, I'm the main anchor on ZBCT TV for the main news, and I also am an outreach gender activist. So basically, like right now, I'm actually on the road somewhere in the middle of the rural areas in Zimbabwe, going around talking about COVID-19 awareness, talking about the new vaccine, and trying to put abantu at ease about the vaccine itself, and people not to be scared, because there's so much information that's been going around, especially on social media. It's a, you know, the thing is with COVID, it's a new new virus. People are still trying to understand just the illness part of it. What more of a vaccine? And you know, I think a lot of people, because we're so used to vaccines taking almost 10 years to be developed and all of that stuff, but because of the urgency of what's been going on, a lot of vaccines have been coming up, being developed internationally, and many countries obviously in the race to get a vaccine that is has great efficacy, and make sure abantu, you know, we are trying to prevent as much as we can about getting this horrible disease. So obviously, as a frontline worker, I have to think about myself, I have to think about my family, I have to think about the multiple people that I get to meet on a daily basis that I interface with. And I took this decision that I wanted to actually go and get the vaccine because I had suffered from COVID-19. I don't know if you remember the first headline in March, April, May, somewhere there, 2020, when the first big cases from ZBC got the virus. Was one of the first 30 people that got it because of the fact that we were always out there meeting different people. So I was one of the people who got the virus. And unfortunately for me, I'm an asthmatic patient and I'm a BP patient, so which meant I had underlying issues and it hit me hard. I was off work for 4 months and it was the most excruciatingly painful thing I've ever experienced. And I didn't want to go through that again. So when we were told that there's a vaccine that's possibly coming to Zimbabwe, I was one of the first people to jump on board. And we were waiting for it eagerly because I know a lot of people were like, we're not too sure. What if we start getting side effects? You know, what if you get cold? You know, all these weird stories.
Yes.
Yebo ke, siyakuzwa ke Makacheni, ungasitshela ke njalo ukuthi Makacheni ungahambi nje, ngivunika umzuzu owodwa ukuthi usitshele ukuthi wezwa njani lapho sihlaselwe ligcikwane le COVID-19.
ngathi ngihlaselwe ligcone le COVID-19 umzimba nangisifike ukuphefumula number 1 ngoba mina ngile asthma kudala so ngangisifike ukuphefumula umzimba vele ungazange ngiphele amandla I just no energy ngingafuna ukudla and mina I love my food so umuntu ongazi you know ukuthi ifuna ngisifike ukudla ubuhlungu njani so it I had to keep telling myself being positive which is one like you have to wake up every morning walk around hlala phandle langeni do a little bit of exercise drinking lots of hot beverages taking the medication from a doctor but also ngithatha le mithi yesibantu so you find it like ozumbani ama lemon garlic all those things those concoctions that we keep hearing about ukufutha those things helped me a lot and I thought even the skhumba sometimes I'm sick of eating ngokufutha I know right
I go so you stop pop hotel is
ukufutha nokunatha amatiye lana ama concoction noma guava leaves ubilisa
boilisa morning
Yeah, then obviously that then last month I had the vaccine, so I'm due now this week. I think that's actually for my second vaccine.
Hayi kuhlukuzwa ukuthi uya lulama. Sesiza nika ke abahloni chabe to give our guest the last few minutes to say amazwi abo. Coming back to you, Jasmine Tofa. What exactly are you doing in your constituencies with this COVID-19? What's your advice to the people? Is it just advice or you are working with them?
Well, I've been working with them, but mostly telephonically, Guma WhatsApp group, giving them advice, you know, telling them to continue social distancing, inelabo be khuluma bebuza ngezinto zokufutha ngomsuzwane bebuza ukuthi bakwenda you know ku right ku wrong sikhulumisana lakho ukuthi bahlanyele ukudla okunjengembambayila ngiselela ilokuzeni i covid 19 umqando lo uyabuya kaphesi at least kuyele ngihlanhla ukuthi kule kube lezulu so bese kukhuthazana ukuthi singahlali phansi phezulu kwezandla si you know bekukuningi nje ngathi futhi i covid 19 as much as bekuyinto endi kodwa iphe abantu ithuba lokuthi labo bake bangene lapha emagangeni balime so I think come the winter season at least amanti bebe lokudla
yeah khona kho kwencinyane yeah manje sesiza kubamba umlomo isikhathi asisavumi kuba sonke over to you marvelous
tokufayi mkhana ukuthi mushitaure mazwenye kupedzisira
1 minute
amshare ingrid muhambi mupa mangoti gaga nokuti tasvika kumagumo hapana extra time
inangu my advice is to everybody to follow the health experts advice. If they're saying wash your hands, social distance, wear your mask, use common sense, because even when they tell you a lot of things about, you know, especially in the states where they're saying they're letting down all these regulations, wear your mask. We still don't know what's going to happen with the new variants coming out. We're still rolling out vaccines. Get your vaccine when your turn comes and just keep doing what you're doing and be vigilant and watch out.
And thank you.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you so much.
I'm Amxoka Lawo. Would like to say thank you to all those who were in the show. Would like to say thank you to our callers and our guests, Jasmine Tofa, well, the Health Committee, caucus in Parliament, and also the Vice Chairperson of the Energy Committee.
I would like to say thank you to Amai Nyarazai Gumbonjanda, all the way from Zimbabwe, Rosaria Memorial Trust, and Ingrid Muhambi here in America. She's a healthcare worker and was able to walk through with us about the importance of taking the COVID-19 vaccine. And also interesting callers that called in today. Thanks to Zaza, who brought the show up and shared her own experience of how she got the COVID-19 vaccine and the virus too.
Yes, very energetic, Zaza. And thank you for joining us. I'm Sthandekile Mhlanga here in Washington. Until we meet again next Thursday.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga.